Classic journal question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
Recent statistics show that 30% of people, mostly women, working in the construction industry within the last 5 years have experienced at least one form of sexual harassment. The Waihanga Ararau and Hanga Ararau Workforce Development Councils, supported by the Tertiary Education Commission, have developed practical steps for trade employers to take to ensure women are safe in the workplace from sexual harassment and bullying. News and editorial director of BFM, Jessica Hopkins, spoke to Philip Aldridge, the chief executive of Waihanga Ararau, the Workforce Development Council for Construction and Infrastructure, about their Keep It Decent guidelines.
So can you tell us a little bit about these guidelines and what industry and trade organisations are being asked to pledge?
Over the last year, we're looking at ways to try and improve how we can support women in the workforce. Currently, it is about 8% of women on the tools, so quite low, about 15% of women taking up apprenticeships, so there's a lot of room to go to bring more equity into workforce. And so over the last year, we've done a lot of work with industry and other groups and other providers about how can we actually make a difference. And we found that there, over the last 5 years, about one in three people have been sexually harassed in the workplace in our sector, and about two-thirds have experienced bullying. So as part of a wider package of things, we've developed these guidelines to how we can support women in the workplace and have more guidelines around sexual harassment, discrimination, bullying, and more importantly, what are the practical steps they can take to implement positive change in their business.
Why do you think harassment and bullying is so prevalent in the industry?
I think partly because it's a macho culture. It's got mainly males led organisations, and it hasn't been necessary to some extent. It needs to move forward. And so what we're doing with these guidelines is actually saying it's all around the culture of organisation, the culture of leadership, the culture of supervisors, the culture of everybody. It's all about really improving awareness. So actually we have now a diverse workforce. We have Pacifica, Māori, women coming through. We need to really, if we want to address our skilled needs, we need to open our workplaces up to a wider skill set and a wider pool of talent. And we need to increase awareness. We need to make sure there are things such as toolbox meetings where they meet with the workers every day. We need leaders in the front. And we need to call out bad behaviour when we see it. So a lot of it is down to how leadership is actually making a difference to their workplaces.
Why do you believe it's important for trade organisations to be on board with these guidelines?
Most of them are on board with it. It is, I think, one is that, as you said earlier in the piece, there's a lot of bullying and harassment and perhaps unnecessary work practices, and then just be look at how they can change the work practices to make it more supportive. So things such as, you know, part-time work for women, more flexible working hours, so it's actually changing the work model to make it more adaptive. And one of the drivers for this is that we've got over 100,000 people short in the construction and infrastructure sector, so we can't keep just hiring the same people we have over the last 20, 30 years. We have to go wider. And ensuring that people are brought on board in a respectful manner and are trained appropriately and are moving up the ranks into apprenticeships, into management, into senior leadership roles.
And ultimately, what would your goal be with these guidelines? What would you like to see happen in the industry?
Ultimately, it's around bringing more women aboard so they feel more supported. So we want to attract more women to the workplaces across all our sectors, across all of them, your joinery, three waters, electricians, carpenters, plumbers, lots of painters, lots of different areas, all crying out for labour and skilled people. There are lots of opportunities in the construction infrastructure sector, and I know you work at Student Radio, but certainly there are good careers here in sort of lots of different areas, civil engineering, diploma level programs, and lots of different areas. And and they can come on board with student loan or without student loan, and there are opportunities to do more and actually come into a great career. And it's a great opportunity for women to come aboard. So we want to attract more women in, have higher training and higher retention, and ideally moving up and completing their qualifications and making it more inclusive and positive workplaces for everybody, not just women, but also actually practices around bullying and other things affect everybody in the workplace.
If anyone is experiencing harassment or discrimination in the workplace, how can they sort of seek help for those issues? Is there any resources that they can access?
That's a good point. I think the larger employers, I won't know names, but they tend to have employee assistance programs. The smaller ones are trickier. They tend to be sort of, you know, it's five-person organisations or 10-person, that's a bit trickier. So they have to talk to the employer about that, or they have to look online. Places like WorkSafe are probably a body of extreme, but there's certainly other resources there. One of those places they can also look at is, as part of initiative, there's a place called tradecareers.co. So that's more around actually how to attract people in there, videos of how women have experienced working in the trades, highlighting good stories, but also there are resources there about where people can go to about if they've got issues in the workplace.
How can we ensure that change to the sort of culture actually happens within the industry?
That's the $60 million question. So we are working with, well, we're putting it out via our own channels, but also working with industry associations to ensure that they can bring it to life. And sort of, it's not going to happen overnight, but actually start by starting. And so there are good companies doing good things, but we need to make that wider across the board and as part of the normal business practices. So that'll take a while, so we're actually integrating some of these programs into our training programs for across all the workforce and make it more visible and more tangible across all areas. It's not going to happen overnight, but we want to keep the pressure on in terms of actually encouraging, yeah, ultimately women they were chained.
And if people want to implement these guidelines into their workplace, where can they access these?
Tradecareers.co is the place to go to, so they'll be on there, or then contact us directly. So the Trades Career, as I said earlier in the piece, has got a lot more resources around development, other techniques they can use, what they can do in the workplace to actually make it more suitable for more women, how they can change their practices without too much effort and make it more acceptable. So that's the place to go to, tradecareers.co.
That was News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins speaking to Phil Aldridge, the Chief Executive of Waihanga Araroa, the Workforce Development Council for Construction and Infrastructure, about issues of sexual harassment in the construction industry and what they're trying to do to change it.